are back. Tuning in, Jude, are you there?
I believe I'm here now.
Okay. Well, we had an extra microphone and for the candidate forum yesterday, and we thought that it was working, but it wasn't. But
you know, it's an improv mic.
Yes.
It's a prop.
We have improv folks that are going to be with us this
morning. How about if I tell you just one more time who we've got lined up on the
show
this
morning?
So we've got Tim Daniels and Randall Palmer from the Tim Daniels Band. We've got John Burdick and Tom Shannon from Park City Improv. And at the bottom of the hour, we've got information about Sleepy Hollow and the haunted wagon rides at Soldiers Hollow with Becky Fies.
We, of course, have weather and we have weekend events and other stuff as well. And we look forward to doing the show. And we're really glad that you're joining us this morning.
And a working mic.
And a working mic now.
Yes. Yeah.
So joining us for the entire hour is the Tim Daniels Band, which is, well, it's not the entire band, but Tim Daniels on acoustic guitar and vocals and Randall Palmer on stand-up bass and harmonies. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Hey. Happy to be here this morning.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you here. I read that you guys recorded and performed with the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville.
I've been to Nashville a couple of times and played Commodore, Bluebird Cafe, couple of different things there. It was quite an experience. The whole time I was there, it was writing, playing, recording. You know, 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of work.
Every day, yeah. So it was really, you had the energy to do it because you're just surrounded by, you know, everybody's into the music and making music. And so it didn't really feel like a long 8 hour day.
Right. And when you're surrounded with all of that magic, the energy of your craft and being able to practice that. Now, I wanted to ask a quick question, and then we'd love to hear your first song. How did you two meet?
Well, I was trying to hitchhike up to Powder Mountain, and nobody was picking me up, you know? And so what I did is I put on a wig, made it look like I was Girl from Behind. And then Tim pulled over, and when he saw my goatee, he said, "Hey, man, that's false advertising, man."
So you're saying you look pretty great from behind.
But I had a bass, and he goes, is that a bass? And I said, yeah. He says, okay, man, well, you can come along, man. And that was a couple years ago. So, yeah, that's what happened.
It's all about the bass.
So what are you going to play for us first?
This is actually the title song of my last record called Love Bomb. Mm-hmm. And it's a song I wrote a couple years ago. And we're going to go ahead and do it for you right now.
And Randall, will you be doing harmonies on this?
Yep.
Oh, we'll have a mic for you then. Okay.
I'll be loud enough.
Yeah, live on the morning mix. This is Randall Palmer on stand-up bass and Tim Daniels on acoustic guitar and vocals.
Tell me, you threw roses on our grave, and this romance would be over. Soon we'd go our separate ways. Lady, do you remember the song we sing? Something about rubies and wine we drink. Mama told me, boy, you've been crazy for much too long, it seems. And the family they've all noticed. Just how much you've changed, Moonlight Lady. Do you remember the song we sang? Something about rubies and wine we drank. I'm dropping love bombs on all this mess we made. I'm dropping love bombs on all this mess we made. We made. Do you remember the song we sang? Something about rubies and wine we drank. Now I'm dropping love bombs on all this mess we made. I'm dropping love bombs on all this mess we made. I'm dropping love bombs on all this mess we made. We made. Do you remember the song we sang? Something about rubies and wine we drank.
About that, you know, I've been listening to your music all morning.
Cool.
And folks, you can go to Tim Daniels Music. Just Google Tim Daniels Music, and you'll get there. You can sample the other things. And so I'm listening to some big rocking numbers with the full band. So to have you guys come in and do that nice little acoustic song. I mean, you guys are versatile.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we have to be to survive.
Oh yeah, exactly. And how would you characterize your music? It's kind of Americana, kind of rock, kind of country.
Yeah, you know, I'm a songwriter, but what we'll play the room and kind of provide a service of what the people want. But I think it's all 70s influenced, and we'll go from a Billy Preston tune to a Waylon Jennings tune, to a Johnny Cash tune, and mixed in with my music. And it seems to go good. Right now with the band, we're really driven getting people up, dancing, moving around with us. I mean, that I really, for me as a musician, I really enjoy that interaction with fans, not just sitting there watching, but bringing them up to move around with us, you know. So that's kind of what we do. For sure.
Yeah. And what Randall just said is there is the energy of the audience affects the energy of the performance. And I agree. And I've seen you perform before in the past. And I think it's really difficult to sit still watching your band because you've got such great music. When everybody's together, it's just, you know, you've got some funk there that you just cannot sit still.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank
so
you.
Do a great job. Did you always imagine, how did you imagine that you would perform as an artist, as a musician, or did you?
I grew up, my grandfather was a songwriter, and both his brothers were players, and they're bluegrass, kind of a country, and so I was always around it. There was a guitar around. I was drawn to it when I was young, 3 or 4 years old. They had me up on stage with the tip bucket in front of me when I was 6 or 7. And, you know, so it's always been like a fabric of who I am. As far as visualizing how I perform, I think it's changed from my first record to my second record after getting more and more experience in performing in front of crowds and venues, exactly what I want to do. And one of it is I want to create music that moves your body and moves your mind, you know. And so that's what I set out to do. And you know, we're getting bits of it here and there, of feedback that you know, keep on doing it.
We're going to take a short break at the Roadies in here, move things around. And when we come back, we're going to have weather, weekend events, and John Burdick and Tom Shannon will be with us from Park City Improv. Just want to mention again, Tim and Randall will be with us for the hour. They're going to play another song around 9:35 or so, and another song at the top of the hour. So stay with us. And if you get a break in the action, go to Tim Daniels Music and check it out. Here's a song from the Bad Boys of Boston, Pink.
Pink, it's not even a question. And pink on the lips of your lover, 'cause pink is the love you discover. Pink as the thing on your cherry. Pink, 'cause you are so very. It's the color of passion. 'Cause today it just goes with the fashion. We were love at first sight. I get pink when I turn out the light. And pink gets me high as a kite.
Folks, welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Jude. We're going to Tell you about what's cooking on the weather, and we're also going to tell you what's going on this weekend with weekend events. Currently 29 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios. We will have a high today of 54 under beautiful sunny skies. It'll be warming up. If you want to go out and play some golf, I'd say about 12 noon be a good time to get out there and go for a bike ride or possibly a hike. On Saturday, isolated snow showers in the morning, about 20% quantified by the National Weather Service. And then in the afternoon, it's going to be beautiful, but the high will only be about 42. Looking out to Sunday, it'll be beautiful all day with a high of 53. And then, well, just give you a little tease on the weekend. Monday, wow, up to 60 and 61 on Tuesday. And let's go out to, well, Wednesday and Thursday. Current thinking is it's, you know, a little risky when you get out this far. But Wednesday is going to be sunny with a high near 60. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. You can add about 5 or 6 degrees to every one of those temperatures for Heber and Heber Valley. And they have, as we look at it, the same weather expected. So that's what's going on there.
I'm into it. I like this weather. It's so beautiful.
I do, too. I do, too.
The leaves are just magical.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, here's weekend events. We're going to do Friday first. Park City Film Series is showing Wind River this weekend. The film was shot on location in Summit and Wasatch Counties. And before the screening on Sunday night, Utah Film Commissioner Virginia Pierce and actor Austin Grant will lead a pre-screening discussion about the film. It's showing Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6.
And Pablo Cruz is at the Egyptian Theater this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 6. Pablo Cruz is a band from the early 70s with hits such as What You Gonna Do, When She Says Goodbye, and Love Will Find a Way. Did you like that?
Yeah.
What You Gonna Do?
I was hoping you'd like sing a couple bars.
I may. Let me just see.
Okay, we have a bartender in the corner. We're going to mix you a couple drinks, and we'll
be
back later with a couple of tunes.
That's the secret key.
By Jude Robinson. Here's what's cooking for music tonight, Friday, OP Rockwell. Silver Strike Band goes on at 8. Rogers and Buffington at the Park City Brewery. Oscar and Julia, Silver Star Cafe. And Get Down Tonight at the Spur.
I like that, Oscar and Julia. All right, Saturday. Saturday is the latest day for the fall dumpster days at Recycle Utah. So bring your too big for the can garbage and your green yard waste to the Recycle Center before 4 p.m. Saturday. Also, from 10 until 2, they're going to be able to accept your hard-to-recycle items, things like car seats, ink cartridges, American flags, tires, and such. Check out their website for a comprehensive list.
And Habitat for Humanity and the Restore are holding Fix-It Clinic, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. You can work with a repair coach to fix items in your home that might otherwise end up in the landfill. Things like electronics, small appliances, small furniture, and bikes.
Seems like you'd have to really line up what was broken with this clinic, but I say go. I like to fix stuff. Second annual Park City Shot Ski is our community's chance to show up Breckenridge, Colorado, and re-break the world record for the most people in simultaneous drinking a shot of beer from a street length of shot ski. The shot ski will be laid out on Main Street from the Wasatch Brew Pub. Long lot going downhill. Join the event and the post party by pre-registering online or showing up at noon. You must be 21 years or older.
Well, at Breckenridge, the pesky competitors, they're at like 760, so we come back last year with 1,000, and they come back with like around 1,100. Now we're going for, what, 1,250 or 1,300?
It's
and
a
I don't know if we can keep those guys down. We may have to go out there and talk to them again.
And have a shot about it.
Yeah, a shot of beer about it.
That's what's
going
to happen.
All right, here's what's going on for music Saturday night in Gotham. Mr. Sister, Silver Star Cafe, Snyderville Electric Band, OP Rockwell, and Los Helcaminos at the Spur.
There we go. And then we are moving on to Sunday. The Park City Film Series is at the Park City Library and will screen the stage version of Obsession featuring Jude Law from the Barbican Theater at 3 p.m.
Heber Valley, all about Halloween spirit. Tippecanoe's Valley Theater is doing a night walk haunted house Friday and Saturdays. Each weekend now through Halloween, Night Walk's a family-friendly haunted house available in varying levels of scariness. And proceeds will benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
There's always a good reason to make a wish. There's a scarecrow walk at the Homestead Resort. It's free to walk through and see the various scarecrows made by local businesses. And you can vote on your favorite. There's a hay maze and a pumpkin patch at the Kohler Creamery, open daily from now through Halloween.
Zermatt Resort putting up late night zombie run, fun 5K around the hotel grounds Saturday night at 9 p.m. Watch out for haunting scenes. The Headless Horseman. Oh, I still have memories of that. And we're going to be talking to Becky. Yeah, I have. I have. Sorry. I've seen the Headless Horseman in a number of different configurations throughout my life. And when I was a very young person, under no influence, and one, I don't know, one night, it's a long story. But we are going to talk about it because, I'll tell you right now, I lived in this small little village in New York when I was a kid, and it was right next to Sleepy Hollow in Tarrytown, where, you know, Washington Irving wrote this little book, this short story, and they used to reenact it all the time across this little wooden bridge, this headless horseman riding across the bridge, holding the head in his arms, and it was very scary.
And you were not set up. It was just, bam, that way to just fry a child's brain.
Yeah, well, it's... totally impacted for the rest of my life. But anyway, we will be talking to Becky a little bit later in the program, all about the Sleepy Hollow tradition and everything. And then on the Heber Valley Railroad this weekend, there are two kid-friendly pumpkin trains running Friday afternoon, plus a rock and roll train Friday night at 7, and a Wizards train Sunday at 4. You can get more information about these events at gohebervalley.com.
And this is the final weekend for Wasatch High School's production of Mary Poppins. So shows are Friday and Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Go see that.
We're going to take a short break for underwriters. And when we return, and we're going to move some mics around a little bit more. And when we return, we've got the guys, John and Tom here from the improv of Park City, and then we're going to have another song by Tim Daniels and Randall Palmer. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, affogatos made with Wasatch Creamery ice cream, and Mamachari Kombucha made with our Cascara Coffee Cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
And we are back. This is Morning Mix from KPCW. JW here with Jude, 9:32 in the morning, 29 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios. Jude, who are these two characters with you?
You know, we have got John Burdick and Tom Shannon from Laugh Elevated, who are recently, you're going to be relocated, the new place to be determined. I've got some ideas for you.
Okay.
But first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, all right. So you were at Molly Bloom's, which is
no more.
And what's opened up in their place?
Nothing yet. I mean, I drive by. They still are just.
It looks like they're ready to open, but there's
just not there.
On.
They just don't open.
Welcome to Park City.
Yeah, really.
All right,
John. How many years did you do this show? Because you are the
Friday dude. We did from it was 11. It was a binary code, so I could remember. It was 110110, which was our opening show, and then we Jan and I did it all the way through 2014, I believe, or 13. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then that we signed off. The end of that summer, she moved to California.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
That's when you called.
And are you staying in touch?
Yeah, Jan and I keep up all the time. She's actually doing stand-up comedy all over California. And she has a show this weekend where she is impersonating Phyllis Diller.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
I wish I could be there.
Oh,
but,
fantastic.
Yeah.
I could see her becoming that character.
She's been great. Mark and her moved out to Santa Monica. And Mark's still doing the band thing. So he's traveling and producing records and stuff like that.
And he's a drummer, is that
correct?
Yeah,
he's a drummer. Yeah. And subs in for a lot of big name bands. The one we used to always make fun of was Air Supply because my mom called them Air Hose when she met them. So Jan has a show this weekend at Flappers in Burbank, I think, California. And she took a writing class as soon as she got there. And this guy just kept encouraging her to write more. And she started doing stand up. One of her biggest fears of doing, you know, getting in front of an audience and doing this. Because behind the mic, it's easy. The two of us had a great rapport. But, doing it on your own when you're standing up there and some of the things you think are really funny, the audience is just like, what? So,
wow.
Yeah. So, but she's been doing great. She's been doing a lot of shows.
So for people that don't understand all the stuff we're talking about, this is show 158 for us here on The Morning Mix. But prior to our tenure, John and Jan
started the show. It was right when Larry started community programming.
Yeah.
And we did 5 days a week, and then they needed something for Fridays. And Larry approached me and was like, we just kind of need a color person. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. And I had been on the radio before as a DJ. So we came in and we did Fun Fridays, and we did all sorts of, you guys have featured more music, which is great, bringing in local artists, and it's fun to listen to on Fridays. And ours was much more eclectic mix. I would try to find stories you wouldn't find on NPR. I would always make people feel better by finding the stupid criminals of the week, people that made choices that you're not going to make that would make your stupid choices be so much better.
Exactly.
I like that. I like that. And the music is great too, but I do like the eclectic, random stuff.
And you featured cake.
Yes. Well, cake was our sponsor. So every week I would bake a cake, and we would come in with just different cakes each week. So our guests would be able to enjoy cake. And it was a blast. And I love cooking. So it worked out well. And Jan loved eating. It was just, really, really perfect.
Very synergistic.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, I just read this really cool article. Actually, I pulled it up. It's in front of me. It's Steve Carroll, Will Ferrell, Seth Rogen, and others reveal magic behind improv comedy. And basically, the gist of the article is that the movies that they have been doing completely depart from the script, and it's all improv-based. And it's pretty cool when they talk about the process, and that's what you guys do.
Yeah. They have an outline that they stick to. They have an outline that they stick to, but the dialogue is usually improvised, and then they play around with it. But they have points that they want to hit. We're completely improvised. We get on stage without a script, without any pointers or
nothing,
anything we want to hit, and we just go for it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like for an example, the 40-year-old virgin. There was no script. There was just that basic outline.
Yeah.
And they just improvised the entire thing.
And
just
Larry
tried
David's been doing
things.
That for like a decade or more. How long has that show been on?
Yeah.
He does the same thing.
I mean, there's a lot of really good directors that'll see the actors and the potential of their actors and just say, okay, this is what we had written for the scene, but you guys just do it. And one of the ones that jumps out in my mind is Caddyshack. They got through Caddyshack and they realized that there was no scene with Bill Murray and Chevy Chase together.
In the same scene.
So the director's just like, okay, we wrapped early this day. Let's go out and shoot a scene. And it's where he drives the ball into Bill Murray's little hovel where he was living in the shack. And the two of them just went for it. And it's probably one of the funniest scenes in the film.
I've always heard Bill Murray was completely improvised in that whole movie. Everything he did was improvised. Same thing with Tootsie. Every scene he's in, he improvised.
Yeah.
In Tootsie.
Oh, great.
He did, and then there's the Daniel Levy and Catherine O'Hare.
Best in Show.
Best in Show. Oh, my gosh, that is...
That whole, I mean...
They've got a new series out.
Do they really?
Well, and I don't know if I can... It's not the actual word, but it's S-C-H-I-T-T-S. Creek.
Okay.
Can we say that?
Right.
And it's so funny. They are a very wealthy couple that they lose everything because their tax attorney had embezzled all their money, and they end up in this creek. In this crazy town, yes, that they bought as a joke. So,
So history here, the Park City Improv, Life Elevated, you started out at O.P. Rockwell.
Yes.
And then you went over to Molly's.
Yes.
And the cool thing, it was great to be at O.P. Rockwell, but the type of license that they have, children are not allowed there because it's like a nightclub.
Well, we played both places for a while, but we mainly stuck at Molly's because of the families and the ability to have kids come in. So.
And we had I run an improv program at the junior high, and we had them come play with us a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then you went to Molly's, and that worked out. And then Molly's, as we mentioned, has closed. And you guys are looking for a new location.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. We definitely, if anybody wants to contact us, what do you think?
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is the best way.
I have an idea.
Okay, go.
Have you heard of Charlie Todd? So he is in New York.
Okay.
He had no place to perform and a bunch of improv participants that wanted to do improv. So he had his ideas were, he started taking through Facebook ideas from different people. A 14-year-old boy suggested people go in wearing blue polos and khaki pants to Best Buy.
Oh, improv everywhere.
Improv everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, that's some of those pop-up improvs are amazing to watch. Like they did one in New York station in the subway, and I've seen a couple of them. Just they pop up, and all of a sudden,
hilarious.
Bunch of people. So the one in New York, they went a bunch. It's like six different stops. Men would get on the subway wearing no pants, and it was 30 below or something. And they just had a camera there recording the moment.
And that's now an annual thing, the no pants subway ride. That's an annual event. It is.
Okay. Yeah. So the wish list, and correct me if I'm wrong, would be a sort of a black box theater, simple, unadorned, flat.
Yes,
stage
with lights.
Very simple with lights, and it could be a cafe. It could be a piece of a warehouse. It could be an office
gallery. There's a lot of galleries and stuff. That
gallery.
We can reach out
to. It could be a cafe, like at Skull Candy. It could be their cafeteria if they can light it correctly. Yep. So you're looking for anything, and it'd be great if our listeners.
Yeah, if anybody has ideas, we are on Facebook as Park City Improv Laugh Elevated.
How often are you going to want to meet in this space, and what time of day would be preferred? An evening? Well,
ideally, the shows are at night. We usually do an 8 o'clock show. It just works out well that way. And then rehearsal-wise, we've been able to just rent space at the library, which has been great. And we just, take weekly rehearsals. And then Tom does a drop-in improv every month down in Salt Lake City, the first Monday of the month.
If you go to the Hot Toddy Improv Workout on Facebook, you'll find it there. And we should mention, we are performing tonight
at
the high school.
At the high school
in
tonight.
In the Black Box at the high school with the high school teams, the Park City High School.
Black Box is the downstairs theater from
the Eccles. Yeah, down to the left of the Eccles.
Down to the left of the Eccles. And it's called Black Box Theater,
that's
right?
That's right.
Okay, cool.
It starts at 7 o'clock tonight. It's free. And then we go on around 8:30. So come out and support your local improv team.
Yeah, and support the kids. The kids are really funny, and we just get a lot of inspiration from just seeing these new performers getting up and trying what they've learned with Tom and having a blast. And
their teacher Ricky at the high school.
Okay, yeah. So it's been a great way to get involved with the community, and we're really excited. We're doing a show tonight with them, and then we have another one the 27th, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
So another Friday night if you can't make tonight's show. But come to tonight's show and come to the 27th.
Come to both.
They're completely made up, completely off the top of our heads. We take one suggestion from the audience, and then we just kind of go for it. We mix in what we've created is an all-spice improv, which kind of creates an environment where we do longer scenes, and then we kind of mix in some games that we kind of mix each other up with. It's fun for us. We'll just throw out that they need to start singing the next bit of the song, and boom.
Keeps us on our toes.
Yeah, exactly. It's a blast. It's a blast for the audience because they're right there with us, and it's you just create the most crazy spaces on stage, and then characters come from there.
John Burdick, Tom Shannon, Park City Improv, Laugh Elevated. Go to their Facebook page if you have some ideas for where they may be able to perform. It'd be great to have you in a regular spot at a regular time and get some rhythm to it and then build that audience and everything. But listen, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, we're going to take a short break, move the mics around a little bit more. This is Aerosmith with Dream On. We'll be back in about 1 minute. Stay with us.
my life's in books written pages.
And we are back in the Morning Mix. JW here with Jude and our musical guests for the hour, Tim Daniels and Randall Palmer. They are going to play another song. What are you guys going to play for us?
This is another tune on the Love Bomb CD called Sativa.
Live in the Morning Mix, Tim Daniels and Randall.
It smells like sativa in his grandma's Cadillac on the side of the road from Nevada coming back. An overheated engine and a pound in the back. He called on his angel and asked her for some slack. He ain't coming back. He ain't ever coming back. Unfamiliar number and an unfamiliar tune. They say we've been flying high overhead. We got you on surveillance and we know just why you did. And he ain't coming back. Coming back. A late night call to take him to the train. An unfamiliar number and an unfamiliar game, and it knocked him blind. Right out of this book, they'll be picking up pieces, Lord, and selling it to the good. 'Cause he ain't coming back.
And if you are just joining us, this is the Morning Mix presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. And that was the Tim Daniels Band with both Tim and Randall Palmer. And Randall is on the upright bass. And now we are joined also by Becky Fuse, who's the manager of the Sleepy Hollow Haunted Wagon Ride at Soldier Hollow. Welcome, Becky.
Thank you. Good morning.
Becky, you have to love your mic. Get nice and close there. There you go. Perfect.
Well,
perfect.
And it's an added bonus because we are sharing a mic.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
So tell us about your event.
So the Sleepy Hollow Haunted Wagon Rides, they go Fridays and Saturdays and then midweek in the last 2 weeks of October. But basically, it's a horse-drawn wagon ride with the narrated story of Sleepy Hollow. So you're listening to the story as you go. And as you're riding through the woods, you're seeing everything that you're hearing. So you actually go by Van Tassel's farm. You get chased by the Headless Horseman. You run up the bridge, the whole nine yards.
Wow. Yeah. See, I lived in this little village in New York, and it was right next to Sleepy Hollow. I lived in a little village called Briarcliff Manor next to Sleepy Hollow, and Tarrytown is where Washington Irving, the guy that wrote this, and Rip Van Winkle, that's where he lived, and he had envisioned this whole thing, and with Ichabod Crane and everything. It was pretty scary stuff.
You got a little PTSD thinking about being chased.
Oh, yeah.
By this. What would you do? What do you think these little children, if they could do anything, would just like jump out and be like, hey, no?
I've got a pretty good imagination, so I think I imagine this stuff happening, you know, in these, you know, Halloween.
I am with
time.
You.
Yeah.
Mine is still pretty charged.
And then I was over at Soldier Hollow playing golf, and you had set up for the Sleepy Hollow ride, and you had this contraption that the horseman would sit on that you wouldn't be able to see his head, and you know, so then I said, oh my God, there it is, it's all coming back to me.
Oh, little J Dub.
Yeah, it was a long. Yeah.
There. It's not a long time ago if you're playing golf just recently, because you've only lived here for a few years. You weren't that tiny.
I wasn't.
No. I wasn't. Just quickly, I do want to mention that there is a promo code if you would like to participate in this, and Becky has given it to us. It's SH517. And tell everybody where they would want to enter that promo code to have the best opportunities.
Yeah, so if you go to our website, sleepyhollowutah.com, and click the Book Now button, it pulls up our calendar of all of our days and times that are available. And then once you select your day and time, you choose how many people are on your or in your group, and then you can enter that code for each person. So it'll get you $5 off each ticket. And that's valid every day that we're open. So.
All right.
And the ticket prices before that?
Before that, it's $25 per person. But with that, you'll get $20 per person. And then we have various promos going. If you look on our Facebook page, we'll post stuff for other discounts and offers.
It sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, how should everybody dress?
Dress warm. It definitely gets chilly as soon as the sun goes down. So if you're planning on coming in the evening when it's a little bit spookier, I would definitely wear layers, hats, and gloves. But we do have heaters down at the bottom and food trucks, and it's nice and covered at the beginning. So you're only cold when you're actually on the wagon.
You know, this is something I have not shared before, but I was part of a haunted house for many years. We would raise money.
Really?
For a young man who was needing a heart transplant, and he did end up getting that eventually. But there were several years, and I was a voodoo woman, and
I could see that.
It's yeah. Really just being myself mostly.
Yeah, well, that's good.
It was good. A blast, but seeing scaring people fills me with such giggles. I do find it completely enjoyable.
How about you, Becky? Do you dress up for Halloween yourself?
I dress up myself, but for this one, I'm mostly down at the desk. However, all of our spooks have a blast with this.
How about you, Tim?
It's one time a year I get to dress up like a woman.
Yeah. Get away with it.
You can anytime. Yeah. Randall, what's your favorite costume for yourself?
Well, he doesn't have a mic, but
you could act it out.
I make a really good Uncle Fester.
Uncle Fester.
You know, I was going to tell you, just so that you know, today is Be Bald and Free Day. I feel like you might want to know that information.
Yeah, I'm sure
a little visual for everybody out there listening.
I'm sure it's exactly what he wants to hear.
He's got the bass as well as, you know, he's looking pretty good from behind. Plus, it's Be Bald and Be Free Day.
If you're just joining us, this is the irreverent morning mix. And yeah. Hey, Becky, thanks for joining us. Good luck with your event. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about it that we should know in information?
I would say just tune to our Facebook page. We also do Santa sleigh rides and Ice Castle sleigh rides in the winter, so all things horse-drawn year-round. So keep an eye out for that, and then hopefully we can see you guys out there this season.
Okay, great. Well, listen, thanks for joining us, and have a good, successful event. I won't be attending. I just get too scared. But you never know. You never know. But, you know, maybe I should bring a friend.
Can I come?
Maybe Debbie will take me.
No, we can hold hands. Okay, I want to go with you guys, but I really, really want to be there at some point with you to do this. I just got to. It would just be so fun.
A scary story. You see, in the battle of White Plains in 1776, this Hessian soldier, a cannonball hit him and totally exploded his head. I mean, the head's gone, and then he came back 100 years later as the headman, as the headless horseman.
Yeah.
And this is some scary stuff.
I can see it. I have chills just watching you.
Well, Washington Irving said that he based that on this information, and he had an active imagination, and, you know, so anyway.
He's like a Stephen King.
Yeah, but Becky, listen, thanks for joining us. Have a great event. Everybody have a nice weekend. And let's see, Jude, why don't you thank our sponsors, and then Tim and Randall are going to play one more song.
All right. Well, we sure would like to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, Wasatch Brew Pub, 17, San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain and Berkshire Hathaway, Home Services, and Utah Properties. And you can find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix or email us at morningmix@kpcw.org. And then, of course, you can listen to our podcast online at kpcw.org. Just click the shows tab and scroll down.
And we're going to go to one more underwriter. Be right back. And Tim and Randall will be with us for a final song. Stay with us. Morning Mix on KPCW.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
And we are back in the Morning Mix. JW here with Jude, and we're also here, of course, with Tim Daniels and Randall Palmer. Tim, I just want to ask you really quickly. The last song that you did had a real Petty sound to it, sort of a Tom Petty influence. Mm-hmm. Is he one of your influences?
Oh, man, I was destroyed. First of all, I was just destroyed with all the stuff that happened in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I found out that Tom Petty died, and I just had to just unhook.
Yeah.
From everything, and just but yes, he was a very influential. I watched I grew up with him on MTV, you know, Tom Petty. He's just a great songwriter, and I didn't really realize how much he affected me until I found out that, you know, he died.
Oh.
It was a hard hit. It was a sad day for music fans in general with everything going on.
And I mentioned it last week, and it's worth mentioning again, an interview that I saw a number of years ago where he said very profoundly that it is not the notes that you play, it's the space between the notes.
Mm-hmm.
And that he wasn't really big about over-layering the productions. He's really a simplistic songwriter and performer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's surely going to be missed. What are you going to play for us now?
I think we don't perform this a lot out because we like people dancing with us. But this song is called "The Dream I Saw Today," and it strikes a chord right now with everything that's going on. A lot of people are suffering and unsure of what next day is going to bring. And it's called "The Dream I Saw Today."
All right, and Jude, you had something?
Just quickly, yes. We have we have four tickets to the Sleepy Hollow. Becky just handed them to me. If you want to go to the wagon ride, we've got four tickets. So if you will call into the studio, 435-649, what is 5006?
Yeah, well, we don't want to interrupt.
No, well, they can just call in. We won't talk to you, but they can talk to Ethel.
Well, if they want to talk to Ethel, they would call 435-649-9004, and they would hit the extension of 301.
Thank you.
Okay. Live on the Morning Mix, a final song. Tim Daniels, Randall Palmer.
2, 3, 4. I'm gonna breathe through this roller coaster ride.
hit me twice. I'm gonna live through these broken times. United to deliver. Unwilling to surrender. The dream I saw today. Now we all standing here talking about freedom. I see you, brother, and you've been bleeding. Come over here. Let me.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City.